The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Limerick. A good day in Ireland this evening with action in both codes. We have racing from Down Royal and Limerick. We're going to focus on the flat card. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, mate. Yeah, I'm good. You?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. What do you make of Limerick this evening? Any strong bets there?
I think there's a few that are overpriced. There's a couple of races I'm a little bit lukewarm with, largely due to the fact that I haven't got enough knowledge of a lot of the unraced horses and several that are coming off the back of long breaks. But, sandwich in between, there is a few that I'd probably risk a few quid on.
OK, good stuff. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5.50, and we start with a maiden over a mile, and the Dermot Weld newcomer, Stay the Night, is the market leader this morning at 2-1. It's 5-2 for you, Mommyez. Bad News Bear is 11-4, 6-1 for Kodiak's Back. Spies Don't Talk is 8-1, and 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Not too much form to go on here, Andy, so what do you make of the 5.50?
It's a difficult one to assess, really, in many respects, because we've got quite a few here that could be anything, really. Obviously, the market's telling us that Stay the Night's particularly strongly fancied here from the World Stable. A yard that's going really well, of course, with the Royal Ascot winner. And plenty of his two-year-olds and three-year-olds and first-time out have run quite well. We've also got young Mom Zies as well from the Deegan Yard. That stable is always worth a second look in the betting when they have a fancied runner in a maiden. The one with form, really, and the one I'd probably go with here, just because he ran a good speed figure at the track last time out, and that's Kodiak's Back. Whether he's quite good enough to withstand one or two choicely bred newcomers from powerful yards is open to debate, but I still think he'll give you a good run for your money. He probably needed the run first time out, but he made a really good fist of it from the front. He went a good gallop that day, and although he faded in the latter stages, it's probably because he went so quick and he was having his first run that he just got a little bit tired late on. That race looks alright. Trummer come out a very good maiden the time before at Navan. He'd do for me, Mark, around about 6-7-1.
Okay, on to the second race then, the 6.20, and we're staying in maiden company for this. This is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders Fund maiden over 7 furlongs, and we've got Toscanelli at the top of the betting this morning at 11-10. Inishman is 5-2, 4-1 for Sia Broto, 11-1 for La Bella Rose, and then 18-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Toscanelli heads the betting, fairly short price favourite, Andy, but do you think his experience will count here?
It could be. Yeah. I mean, he might well improve from that first run at Leopardstown, but he's going to need to. I mean, the race is a slowly run race, won by Convergence and the Gerline stable that had the benefit of a previous run. I was left feeling a little bit underwhelmed and a bit lukewarm about that Toscanelli performance. He tracked the leaders in third on the inside. He had every chance on the home term, and whether it was like a condition or he just plainly wasn't good enough, was my end feeling and end outcome of that performance. He actually went backwards quite rapidly from the furlong pole. So it's just not a horse that really filled me with a great deal of enthusiasm. And 11-10 even money for this, though, if he wins, he's one of those ones I just have to hold my hands up and say, well, fair enough, he's improved markedly on what I've already seen. And, I've got him wrong, but I just don't think he's in an even money poke here. Subrata is also another one that's going to have to leap forward in a major way after that modest run when favourite Dan at the same track last time out. So I'm really processing elimination, only left with one horse to tip here, and that's Inish Man from a stable that, of course, could well have the first winner, and has got a well-fancied horse in the shape of this son of Fastnet Rock. The yard obviously has introduced many similar types of this season, and I noticed that they had a two-year-old winner in these colours a couple of weeks ago as well. So, they've got a good idea of what it takes to win these kind of races. And I've just got a feeling that the ones who have had runs on the board and are pretty modest. So, this would be a golden opportunity for him to go off the mark. So, Inish Man, a tentative selection there in the 6.20.
Okay, Inishman for Andy then in the 6.20. The 6.55 is race 3 on the card, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds and overrated 50-80, and it's over 7 furlongs. And Dunard Prince is the 2-1 favourite at the time of recording. 9-2 for Fleet Captain. Knights Templar is 5-1. 6-1 for In Salutum. Avalanche is 7-1. 9-1 for Almadar. And then 10-1 or bigger price as the rest. Who do you like in the 6.55, Andy?
Well, I like Dunard Prince. He's a fairly solid customer. He's been running really well of late. You know, his first two runs on the grass this season have been of a decent standard. The day when he won at Nice, back in third was Pixie Spirit, who has gone on to win the other day, funny enough, here at this track. And then he bumped into the powerful finishing Big Bad Little the other day at the Curry in a very strongly run handicap. They ran a real good gallop that day, and it sorted the men out from the boys. And, you know, although Dunard Prince succumbed to the late charge of the very easy winner in the end, Dunard Prince was certainly up with the pace all the way through and was the best of those that raced handy. So I think he comes out of that race with a good deal of credit. Notice he's won over 7 furlongs before at Dundalk, so he goes well on a turning track. He's got a good draw, and he's got Ross Coakley, a very promising £7 apprentice, to take a little bit of weight off as well. So he does, you know, make plenty of appeal here in a race where quite a few of these are in and out of form. Obviously, the likes of Knight Templar, Fleet Captain, In Salutum have all got bits and chances on there, on the pick of their form, but they just don't win very often nowadays. So I'm just going to stick with a horse who's coming here with a chance, and tip Dunard Prince. Fairly solid looking 2-1.
Okay. Dunard Prince then in the 6.55. The 7.25 is race 4 on the card, and this is a 6.5 furlong handicap for 3-year-olds and overrated 50-70. And it's quite an open handicap, 9-2 of the field this morning. Hatton Cross heading the betting. The Dancing Lord is 5-1, 11-2 for Togoville, 13-2 for Ever Yours, 15-2 for Marl, and 8-1 or bigger prices the rest. There's a piece of form over course and distance a couple of weeks ago, Andy, where Hatton Cross finished second and the Dancing Lord finished third. Do you think that's a key piece of form going into this?
I think it is, yeah, Mark. Yeah, a lot of serial losers in this race, horses that just find it difficult to get their head in front, including, to be fair, those two involved in that race, Hatton Cross and the Dancing Lord. You know, the Hatton Cross has had 11 attempts, and, you know, the Dancing Lord has had one for quite a while, but it is the best form on offer, and there won't be a great deal between these two, I'd imagine, here tonight. Pixie Spirit, who finished, obviously won that day, ran really well from a bad draw at Sligo the other night. So I think the form's fairly reliable. The speed figure was quite good. And I thought the Dancing Lord probably came out of that race probably with a good deal of credit. And he's just about my vote here, particularly with Fran Berry riding. He's got a reasonable draw in Trap 3. And he ran a race where he got shoved out a little bit wide in the home straight the other day. And had he probably charted a much smoother passage and saved a bit more ground, then I think he might have turned over Hatton Cross. But all in all, it was a really good, solid effort in a decent race over the course and distance. And I think the Dancing Lord about 5-1 appeals as a really solid each-way bet in that 7.25.
Okay, on to the 7.55 next, race 5 on the card, and this is an Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders' Fund Filly's Maiden. It's over the extended mile and 3 furlongs, and Red Raven heads the betting at 5-4. 5-2 for Aquilina. Cabjoy is 5-1, 8-1 for Blameless, just as well is also 8-1, and 12-1 are bigger prices for the remaining two runners. I can see why Red Raven's at the top of the betting, Andy. She finished third behind subsequent Irish Guineas winner Marvellous at the Curragh, finishing 3/4 of a length behind her. The second in that race has also franked the form, with I'm Yours going on to win a listed race since. So that form looks pretty good, Andy, and with that form in the book, do you think this is a good opportunity for Red Raven to get off the mark?
Certainly at every chance tonight, if she's fit enough to do self justice. That's the only slight question mark we've got against this filly by Raven's Pass, who, as you said, has run really well in not only that concluding maiden last year at Navan behind Marvellous and I'm Yours, but behind the likes of My Titania and Afternoon Sunlight at Leopardstown. And she ran really well beyond terrific first time out at the Curragh. So she's been running against group horses all the way through her life. And, you know, she's earned that right mark of 89 the hard way. And, you know, if this was a handicap, then she'd be, you know, giving these horses up to the stone. So this would clearly be seen as a perfect opportunity here for her. She's 5-4 with William Hill, and she deserves to be favourite. However, I do think Cabjoy might give her plenty to think about here. She's this season so far caught out by tactics and bad track positions on more than one occasion. I mean, Danny Ross today, she was miles behind and ended up finishing just half a length behind the inform at the time, Abby Kadabi. And then I thought she was down at the Curragh, but Urban Moon got first run on her, and Johnny Mercer's charge probably got about a 6 or 7 length buffer turning for home, and even though Cab Jewel looked like winning, that effort that she made to try and catch the just paid in the closing stages, but it wasn't through the lack of trying. I just really like this filly. Someone questioned her attitude now, in fact she's finished second twice, but the 3 times on the spin. But I take the opposite view. I just think she's a winning way to happen. And at 5-1, I wish there was an extra run gap so have her life on her each way. I certainly think she'll bustle up the favourite. And at 5-1, I think she's probably just worth a few quid at that price.
OK, Cab Joy, each way then in the 7.55. The 8.30 is the penultimate race this evening. It's an apprentice handicap over a mile and 3.5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and over, rated 47-65. And Calanito heads the betting at 4-1, 5-1 for Blue Ridge Lane. Master Melody is 5-1, 7-1 for Fairy Court. Amazing Star is 15-2 with Mara Jan. 16 again is 8-1, and then it's bigger prices, 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Quite an open handicap this, Andy, and apprentice handicap's not always the easiest to figure out. What do you like in the 8.30?
Well, it just depends whether Calanito here, the winner at Sligo the other day, gets the trip on the evidence of what we saw the other day. The horse is clearly in good form, but at the same time, you know, he was dying on his feet at over a mile and a quarter, albeit that was a stiff track. And, you know, with another couple of strides of Dancing with Angels, the runner would have gone by him. So up in trip here to the best part of a mile and a half, that obviously comes into question here if you take in 4-1 about this horse. Whereas I do think Master Melody is probably the obvious and very very solid looking each way alternative. First of all, we know this horse stays at mile and a half really well because his last victory came at Dundalk a couple of years ago over this distance. He's been running really consistently of late. He was third in a good race at Fairy House the other day, which has thrown up a subsequent winner in the shape of Dragon Fay. And then he ran down in Roscommon the other day in what turned out to be a really strongly run race won by Irish Real, who was given a great ride by Conal Hone Donoghue on that occasion, making all the running. But the speed figure that race suggests to me that form's all right, you know, and this horse is well clear on my figures, and I've got to trust my figures in a race like this because there isn't many horses here who've run in strongly run races, but this one has. So Master Melody, 5-1, with a good run last time out and a good speed figure race, gets the vote there. Obviously, you can back him each way.
Master Melody each way then in the 8.30, and the 9 o'clock is the final race in Limerick this evening. We finish with a race over 2 miles for 4-year-olds and over that have not won a race of value more than €12,000. And Marchese Marconi heads the betting this morning at 7-4. 9-4 for Murad. Gusty Rocky is 3-1. 15-2 for Firefighter. 11-1 for Pass the Hat. And Gocek is the 20-1 outsider. So the betting suggesting that this should be between probably Marchese Marconi, Murad and Gusty Rocky. Andy, do you see that way yourself?
Yeah, pretty much, Mark. Yeah, it's a fairly uninspiring concluding race. Just a one or two ifs and buts about a couple of the market leaders here, and it's difficult to kind of like know which way to go because, you know, Marcus Marconi, albeit he's a fairly decent and reliable performer, he seems to always run his race. All his best form has come with plenty of cuts in the ground, and, you know, that's what probably caught him out the other day at Listowel on a drying surface. He got a little bit out of pace turning into the home straight before running on belatedly in the latter stages. On the upside, he has won here at this track, which obviously is going to stand him in good stead, and he does stay the trip really well. Looking at Murad, he just seems as though he's gone at the game at the moment, this horse. I mean, he's just run badly over hurdles all the way throughout the winter for one reason or another. You know, the last time we saw him, he was getting beat 21 lengths beyond Jetson at the Punchestown Festival. So you've got to take a huge dollop of faith to back him at sort of 9-4. And Gutsy Rocky, he's a difficult one to assess. He's definitely going the right way. He won a bumper at Clonmel on the 22nd of May. He did well to win the other day at Tremor in quite a good race for the grade. It was the concluding maiden that day for Lady Riders and contained one or two informed horses, including Size and Italy and Little King Robin. So he's a difficult one to sort of give a rating to. So I think Marcus Marconi is the most likely winner at 7-4, but it wouldn't surprise me if this Gutsy Rocky coming here off the back of 2 wins is the one with the most confidence going through the race, and he's probably just worth taking a chance with.
Okay, take a chance on Gusty Rocky then in the final race. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, I'll probably tread quite cautiously tonight, Limerick. Not a particularly strong card. I haven't got any majorly big bets, but I think Kodiak's back should run okay for in the first race from an each-way perspective. I'm not mad keen on the ones who've had a run so far in that 6.20, so I'll go with Inish Man, who represents a yard in flying form at present. 6.55, doing our print, sets a really good standard. He's a consistent horse, and he comes here off the back of a good speed figure run, so he'll do for me there. 7.25, I quite like that form of the course and distance, which Hatton Cross and the Dancing Lord were involved in, and I'll go with John Gigan's the Dancing Lord each way. Quite rightly, Red Raven sailed in 7.55, but if you didn't want to back her at a short price, given she's been off the track for 254 days, you might like to look at Cab Joy as an alternative. Master Melody looks a really good each-way bet in the 8.30. And then I'll go with Gusty Lady, probably just on value grounds more than anything else.
OK, Gusty Lady in the last, just in case anybody missed that, because the telephone signal broke up a little bit there. But thank you very much, Andy. Good stuff, and good luck with your selections, and enjoy Limerick this evening.
Well, Devon, I'll speak to you Sunday. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.